Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, June 19th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, a new report from Bloomberg has details on Apple's comprehensive strategy for an AR headset and a sleeker AR glasses product. According to the report, the headset aims to combine the best of AR and VR to offer industry-leading gaming and content in a VR experience. On the other hand, the glasses are said to be slim and light and feature AR only, with a focus on overlaying data like maps navigation over what the user is seeing in the real world. The headset will reportedly feature a high-resolution display and a cinematic speaker system, which should make it difficult for the user to notice the differences between real life and the virtual reality experiences. The report claims that Apple's AR division, led by Mike Rockwell, originally planned for the gaming headset to be used in tandem with a wireless hub. So while the user would be free to walk around with the headset on, they couldn't travel too far away or they would lose signal. The hub model would have enabled advanced graphics and compute power, but Johnny Ive is said to have hated the idea of requiring a second device for something that's supposed to be wireless to work. According to Bloomberg, this disagreement lasted for several months and delayed the project, but Apple eventually went forward with the headset-only plan. The report also says that Siri voice control will be the primary input method for the headset and the glasses, although Apple is also testing the headset with a handheld controller. As far as a release time frame, Bloomberg reports that the headset could be released as soon as 2021, while Apple glasses are further off and currently scheduled to be released in 2023 at the earliest. In other news, 9to5Mac has reported that Apple is working on major changes for the podcast app in iOS 14. The updates are designed to bring many of the features of the Apple Music app to the Apple Podcast app. If you're already an Apple Music subscriber, you're probably familiar with the For You tab, which suggests new songs, artists, and playlists based on what you've been listening to. With iOS 14, a similar feature will be coming to the Apple Podcast app, according to people familiar with the matter. This means that the podcast app will learn about your personal preferences and suggest new podcasts on the platform. This will make the experience more customizable for each user and bring people deeper into the Apple Podcast ecosystem by recommending additional shows. The podcast app already does this to a certain degree, but in iOS 14, it will become more powerful with the dedicated For You tab. Another new feature expected to be included in the iOS 14 podcast app is the option for podcast creators to offer bonus content to their audience. This type of bonus content will be presented in the same feed as the original podcast, but separate from regular episodes. All of this comes as Apple faces new competition from Spotify in the podcasting space, while rumors also indicate that Apple is working on an Apple Podcast Plus subscription service with exclusive content. We expect to learn more about iOS 14 and maybe Apple's podcasting plans at WWDC, which kicks off on Monday. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracking and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and even Android. Working from home can bring new challenges to your daily life, and HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are statistics for easily tracking your progress throughout the day, so you always know where you stand and what else you need to do. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add and customize your own tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as an in-app purchase. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or go to HabitMinder.com. My thanks to HabitMinder for their support of 9to5Mac Daily and helping me keep my life organized. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5Toys include Woot's one-day iPhone sale, which starts at $150. You can save on a variety of certified refurbished iPhones, including iPhone XS, which is $480. Matching the second best price we've tracked to date. You can also save on Apple's new MacBook Air with $100 off various models throughout the weekend. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals over at 9to5Toys and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5Toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to the show. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review. My thanks to HabitMinder for their support of 9to5Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like HabitMinder help us keep making the show 5 days per week. Remember to get started for free at HabitMinder.com. And finally, WWDC kicks off on Monday, and we will have the full coverage on 9to5Mac.com, as well as right here on 9to5Mac Daily. If you want to read up on what to expect at WWDC, we've got a full detailed roundup linked in the show notes below. And as always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for WWDC 2020.